From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hours before President Obama addresses the nation on the end of combat operations in Iraq, he heads to an Army base in West Texas and personally thanks the troops.
You are welcome home with open arms from every corner of this country. People could not be prouder of you, and we are grateful. Thank you very much, everybody.
From the White House, NPR's Mara Liasson has more on the president's tribute to troops and what he's expected to share with the nation at 8 p.m. Eastern.
The president's visit to Fort Bliss underscores one of the points he wants to make to the nation tonight, to honor the sacrifice of U.S. forces. 51 troops deployed from Fort Bliss have died in Iraq. Many more have been wounded. Tonight, the president will note that the end of the U.S. combat role fulfills a promise he made during the campaign to bring the war there to a close. But he'll also say that the U.S. will maintain a commitment to Iraq. 50,000 U.S. troops remain there in an advisory capacity. And although the president won't say this tonight, it is possible that if the Iraqis request it, the U.S. military presence there could be extended beyond the July 2011 deadline negotiated between former President George Bush and Iraqi leaders. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama is also preparing for a big meeting this week with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority. They're expected to meet with Mr. Obama in Washington tomorrow before holding direct talks on Thursday for the first time in about 2 years. But more violence is reported out of the Mideast in the run-up to the long-anticipated gathering. The Israeli military says a Palestinian gunman shot dead 4 Israelis in the West Bank today. No one has claimed responsibility. Hurricane Earl continues to head northwest toward the U.S. East Coast as a major Category 4 storm. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Earl is expected to brush the coastline before the end of the week.
The National Hurricane Center says residents from North Carolina to New England should closely monitor the progress of Earl. Forecasters have measured maximum sustained winds of 135 miles per hour and have revised the storm's track slightly to the west, closer to the U.S. coast. But they can't predict just how close it will come as the storm crosses the Atlantic. Even if Earl misses the coast, forecasters say the hurricane will dump heavy rain and bring gusty winds and battering waves from North Carolina to New England. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
A federal aviation team is heading to the site of a medical helicopter crash in central Arkansas. Occurred early this morning. 3 crew members were killed, but authorities say there were no patients on board. The helicopter went down near the community of Scotland in Van Buren County. An investigator says there apparently was no distress call. We continue to see U.S. stocks go up today. Dow's up 32 at 10,042. NASDAQ up slightly at 2120. This is NPR News. In the former Soviet Republic of Belarus, officials are hunting down an assailant who bombed the Russian embassy there. The attack in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, left no injuries, but NPR's David Green says the attack could signal deteriorating relations between Russia and its neighbor.
The emergencies ministry in Belarus says someone hurled 2 firebombs at Russia's embassy last night and destroyed a car. The person responsible hasn't been identified, but officials in both Belarus and Russia say this was likely an attempt to sow anger between the countries. The Russian foreign ministry called the bombing an outrageous act designed to create distrust and tensions. In fact, there's already been some of both. Belarus, situated just west of Russia, is seen as one of Moscow's closest allies, but President Alexander Lukashenko has been distancing himself from the Kremlin. He angered Moscow this past spring when he gave safe harbor to Kurmanbek Bakiyev, the former president of Kyrgyzstan, who was overthrown in a coup. Belarus has also not taken Russia's side and recognized the independence of 2 breakaway provinces in Georgia. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Floodwaters in Pakistan are beginning to recede since a monsoon struck the area 5 weeks ago. Areas in north and eastern Pakistan are seeing water levels drop. However, floods are still causing trouble in towns in southern Sindh province near the Indus River. The floods have raised fears that Pakistan might fall victim to political unrest, with millions of people affected by the disaster. On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 30 points at 10,037. NASDAQ Composite Index up 2 points at 2122. S&P 500 up 3 at 1052. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.